Good morning, MMC faithful. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I experienced some snow while I was a passenger driving up to Vermont area. That was interesting, reminding me that it is closer to snow time than it is to summertime, the two S seasons. Today, I wanted to talk about a question I got from a client last week in regards of been working really hard, but surprised that the results in strength and or size are just not there. And this can be frustrating. And one of the things is in the beginning, putting on strength is relatively easy. And you see this because if you haven't worked out, you have a lot of potential of growth. And in the beginning, you are learning the movement, so you have ways to improve strength. Whether that a lot of it comes in just your muscles being able to coordinate and contract better, improvements in form, and just those two combined. So I have good form, and I also can engage more muscle fibers or more of the whole muscle belly at one time. And then, yes, over time, after 6 to 8 weeks with good nutrition, you will do get some hypertrophy coming in. So in the beginning, it is quite easy to put on strength. You'll see numbers go up on the daily, or weekly or monthly at least. And then as you progress, then you start seeing becoming harder and harder to increase the weight. It doesn't come in leaps and bounds. And the way I like to look at this is like any new skill you learn. If you start a new job starting out, there's a lot of new things to learn. And so you're learning something new every day. But as you've been there 5, 6, 7 years, you have to really work hard to challenge yourself to learn something new, to keep growing. It becomes a lot harder. You don't just stumble over new ways to improve yourself. And a lot of times it's just getting better at going back to the basics and owning the basic movements or the basic skills for your job. And this is no different with strength. So why it gets harder is you may only have 2 or 3 times a week to devote to training, where to get stronger, to get bigger, you need to either increase the intensity, increase the volume, while also improving on recovery habits. So that means I need to be eating right, I need to be sleeping well, I need to have a lower stress level. I also need to manage this all so I don't get injured. And so that's the hard part of putting on a lot of strength and muscle. If it's not our full-time job or something that we're truly devoted to, that we want to have other life things, it becomes very hard to put on strength. So what that may look like is if I'm not putting on the strength I want, but I work out 3 days a week, so maybe that's working out 4 days a week. And now I really want to work on the bench. That's working out the bench or a pressing movement 4 days a week. Now I need to vary the movement, sorry, vary the intensity, vary the volume. So I'm increasing the volume already by increasing a day, but varying the intensity at which I do that. And then retesting maybe in 4 or 6 weeks to see if that has improved it. Where it becomes tricky is finding the time for recovery. If you work a full job or a busy life, that's where it becomes hard is do I have time to consistently commit to 4 days? Do I have the ability to recover and take care of proper nutrition and sleep to push myself to that next strength level? And then the last thing is, do you actually really need it? And so those are all the kind of things. So strength is very easy in the beginning, just because it's all new to you. It becomes harder over time, just like anything becomes harder over time as you become good at it. You need to really focus on the important things. And with strength, it just becomes increasing intensity or volume, and of course, frequency. So that is it. If you have any more questions specifically to you on this subject, please leave them down below or contact me. But I'll see you guys all next week. As always, check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.